All right, we got a special guest back in the studio, fresh back from Florida, Luke Hubbard from Fox Negaunee and the South Shore Fishing Association. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I expected to be a little more tan, but apparently it was kind of cold down there.
Yeah, the weather didn't really cooperate very well with us down there. It was cold. We only had a couple days over 65, and it was better than snow, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, right.
We got out fishing, so it made it worthwhile.
Absolutely. Give us a quick little recap of some of the species you caught.
We had a great day last Friday out in the Gulf. We had Almaco jacks, which that was the first time I caught those. Lots of amberjacks. We had some goliaths, some shark action, grouper, hogfish, snapper. Little bit of everything. It was a wild day. We caught a lot of fish.
Well, and I know you had that one I saw a picture of. It got bit off by a shark. That's real common down there.
Yeah. Unfortunately, once you get into a spot and you start hammering them, 9 times out of 10, you end up having sharks show up. but it was cool. It was a great time. Great charter I ended up. I've been talking to that guy for a while, and I've been wanting to go with him. Just didn't work out the last few times. He was busy when I was down there, and it was great. Had a goliath on. That was the first time I've ever had a goliath on. So
they're ginormous. Those things, I think like 10% of those get landed, but...
Yeah, it was crazy. It was about a 30-minute battle, and then it busted me off. But I'll tell you what, when that thing came up, it was chasing an amberjack at first, and I saw that thing, and they're huge. I mean, huge.
VW bug.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, well, we got a lot to talk about here. We're going to talk about the annual meeting tomorrow night, and then some really cool news for Fox, a new store in Marquette. We'll get to that as well. Whatever, you know, you have available to tell us at the time. So let's talk about this Teal Lake Ice Fishing Derby. This has been a long time coming, and this is such a cool thing that you guys have put together. Joe Hansen was in talking to us. I want to get more information out. So give the details on it, first of all, when, where, how to get registered, that kind of thing.
So there's two ways to register. You can register tomorrow night at the Marquette Elks at 6 o'clock. You can come in and pre-register that way. Or you can register up at Teal Lake at the boat launch at 6:30 till 10. It goes until 2 o'clock on Saturday. Joe and Corey have done a fantastic job with this. They got tons of different categories for kids, for adults. There's perch and walleye categories for children where you can get a prize package for them. And then good old Fox Negaunee donated an Ion ice auger that we're going to give away.
Yeah, that thing's badass.
Yeah,
somebody's going to be real happy with that.
Yeah, they are. Actually, I got to go see Woody up at Power Sports and grab that from him when I leave here today.
And there's also a team category that's been added.
There is a team category. I don't know the exact specifics on that because I was gone last week.
Yeah, I think they put that together while you were gone, right?
They did, yeah. But, you know, we're excited for it. It's the first time. We've got a lot of good feedback on it. It looks like there's going to be a great turnout for it.
So. And the weather looks really amiable, let's put it that way.
Yeah, and hopefully it sticks. It's 32, I think, was the forecast I was looking at. So,
well, so this is a good point. You know, we'll talk a little bit about the annual meeting the night before where you can get pre-registered as well. But also, it's at the Negaunee end of Teal Lake. 6:30 registration Saturday morning. Now, I want to talk about the bad news. The good news and the bad news, actually, because the good news is the fishing reports are still coming in real strong. Real strong. But the slush, you better be prepared for.
Yeah, the slush is bad, but there is a lot of fish getting caught right now. You know, they've been planting that lake pretty heavy now for a few years, and it's definitely starting to catch up, and we're starting to see a lot of fish come out of there.
I can't believe how good the reports, especially for a lake like Teal or Angeline, those lakes get pressured so heavily because they're close to population centers, obviously, easily accessible. Teal Lake, I mean, I'm getting guys that are on there almost every day telling me, you know, it's like a 7 out of 10 some days. It could go up and down during a day, but I think Saturday is going to be a fantastic fishing.
Yeah, I do too. I'm excited. It sounds like there's going to be a great turnout, and I'm excited to see everybody come out there. Hopefully there's lots of kids can come out and have a good time and win some prizes as well, and hopefully everybody has a great time at it.
So where can they find out more information?
If they go and like South Shore Fishing on Facebook, that's the best way to get all the updates on everything that's going on South Shore right now, or go to our website, SouthShoreFishing.com.
There you go. And we're going to talk about the annual meeting, which is tomorrow night, Friday night, where you can get pre-registered, and you don't have to join SSFA, but obviously you're looking for new members, and I think this is indicative of where SSFA is reaching out to other types of fishermen. So can you hang around and tell us more about that?
For sure. I'd love to.
And we're going to find out some new news about Fox in Marquette next hour as well. So stay tuned right here to the Outdoor Show.